Hi everybody, this is James Senior, Microsoft's Web Evangelist. Today we're going to look at a new helper that we brought out that makes it easy to consume OData services in WebMatrix and ASP.NET web pages. But first, a couple of things you might be interested in. If you build websites and for other people and you make money from that, then I'd recommend you sign up for our Website Spark program, which basically gets you free tools, frameworks and servers to get you started building those websites, as well as a business network to help you increase revenue. And if you like free stuff, then you're going to love WebCamps. WebCamps are free training events that we run on the Microsoft Web platform, featuring technologies like MVC, WebMatrix, and OData, which is what we're going to cover today. If you want to find out more information, head over to www.webcamps.ms. So if you're new to WebMatrix, I recommend you check out the WebMatrix website at microsoft.com/web/WebMatrix. You can also download the tool and the framework there. So let's get started with this helper by talking quickly about OData. OData provides a standard way to query services on the internet. If you think about services like Twitter or Facebook, those services provide an API, but they're slightly different and you query them in different ways. OData makes it really easy for developers to query any service in a common way by providing a spec that can be written and used when creating those services. So where this helper for WebMatrix comes in handy is when you're consuming those services and writing queries against them in a standard way. So let's get started. The first place you want to go is actually download the helper itself. So let's open up browser. And this is actually an open source project, so you can go and check out the source code, contribute, give feedback, all that good stuff. So we recommend you do that. So the URL is odatahelper.codeplex.com. There's some information on how to get started. We're going to head to the download section because I want to download the goods. And here we've got a few options. First of all, we've got the binary. That's what we're going to be downloading today. But if you want to, you can also download the source code to see how he wrote it, and also the sample website, which provides some good tutorials on how to use the helper in your WebMatrix projects. So let's go ahead and download the binary. We accept the license agreement, and we'll save that to our desktop. Awesome. So now let's crank open WebMatrix. And we'll create a new site from template. We'll call it OData Website. That'll create a site from the template. If we head into the files section of WebMatrix, and there's not much on our website so far, but let's go ahead and create a new folder. We're going to call it bin. This is where we're going to put our DLL that we've just downloaded. So if we right click now and click add existing file, head to the desktop, and sure enough there's our DLL, so we'll go ahead and open that, and it's been added to the project. There we go. Alright, so all we need to do now to get started with consuming OData services is to reference the helper. So we've called it microsoft.samples.webpages.helpers. Okay, and then that's good to go. So now we can go and start to consume the OData service. So let's go ahead and create a variable called result. And then we use the OData syntax here, odata.get, which will allow us to query this URI. So we say odata.netflix.com/catalog genres horror. And we'll get the titles of those movies. Now, we've got a lot of other services available. Netflix is just an example. So if you want to query against other query providers out there, or sorry, other OData service providers out there, then check out odata.org And they got a full list of the producers of these services. And we're adding all new types of companies all the time, so it's quite good fun to see what stuff and what data you can query against. So we'll take the top five, because we don't want to get all of their data, because it's got quite an extensive collection of movies. And then we want to put all this result into a web grid. A web grid, which is a helper in itself, and takes data and spits out HTML for us, which is nice and easy. So we'll close off that statement. And next up, we actually want to use our grid to get the HTML for the results that it has. So if we run that now, and we can run in multiple browsers as well, by the way, from within WebMatrix, that's kind of cool. So if I had Chrome or Firefox installed, I could go ahead and do that. And now we see our full result set. So lots of different information in here, and sure enough, we've got five horror titles come through. So obviously we want to format this data. In the samples included on the Coplex project site for OData Helper, you can find the sample site, and we have examples of how you can do that. So worth checking that out. Now let's head back to WebMatrix. Let's perhaps do a different type of query. So you'll notice that this query is actually filtered by string right here, but there's another way that you can actually do this. So let's go and try that out. So again, we'll get the result back, and we'll say odata.open this time. And again, we'll hit the odata service out there on the cloud. This is actually running in Azure, I should mention. So catalog languages this time. And we're going to go filter on French films. A bit of a passion for French films. And that'll be our query. And then we're going to do this dot clause. So dot where type equals movie. So Netflix also has lots of information about other types of videos and kind of film and TV series. So we want to filter based on that. And then we want to say order, if I can type properly, order by average rating descending. Then take the top three, and then finally go ahead and call get. All right, so that's our query. Let's go ahead and run that. And this time we'll get three movies which are from French origin. So that's pretty cool. So there's two different approaches to querying. The first is a string-based, and the second is this more fluent style, which if you've been using jQuery in the past, you might be more familiar with. All right, so we've seen a couple of ways of using the OData helper and how to get started using the helper in WebMatrix. I'd recommend, if you want to learn more about this, go to the helper website here on Coplex, and then we have some more documentation available which helps you get started, provides some more samples. And then again, if you want to download the sample website, there's all of that information up there as a part of the download. We've also got the API reference, so you can see exactly what's happening under the covers. Thanks very much for watching.